So social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always hit us up, DM us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any and all that. We love to see the drama that's happened in your life, honestly. You know, it kind of makes us feel a little bit more normal about our own life.
Uh-huh.
If I'm being honest. And okay. we also try to see if we can help you out, too.
Absolutely. That's the part I like.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to help out Danica.
Mm-hmm.
In quotes. Not a real name.
Gotcha.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Was wondering if anybody else felt this way. I woke up this morning with a pledge to stay off Instagram.
All right.
I'm quitting cold turkey. After I realized I have a problem. I was up all night on Sunday just scrolling through Instagram looking at people's perfect bodies on their perfect vacations. I was obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
After not sleeping a bit, I called in sick to work and continued to scroll.
Oh, wow.
As the sun was going down, I had realized that I had been mindlessly scrolling for close to 48 hours.
Wow.
So, in a moment of clarity, I deleted the app and went to bed.
Okay.
Now, that was 3 days ago. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have withdrawal and a sense of FOMO, serious case of FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I feel more rested and hopeful. It just amazes me that we have not deemed social media to be an addiction, as controlling and destructive as drugs or alcohol.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wondering if there are other people like me who felt like I felt who need to realize they need to break free.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that dopamine hit that you get when you get like a notification that, oh, look, someone liked my tweet, someone liked my photo, someone commented on my picture on Facebook, you know, whatever.
I don't live by the notifications. I post things and then I forget to look to see if anybody reacted that I need to respond to.
Well, see, I think that's a healthier way to go about it, because if you do have your notifications on and you do get notifications, because that is a bit of a little, it's the same thing as getting a text message and you feel that need to be wanted or that you're important. And
I feel the need to respond to the text messages like really soon. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to offend somebody or hurt their feelings or get in trouble.
So, yeah, I mean, Danica, that I applaud you for
recognizing there was a big problem when you are losing sleep and not going to work. Yeah, that's a big problem. Getting in the way of your life.
I mean, you could have just like followed me on Instagram and just seen pictures of me in the back of cop cars and
your throne of lies.
And I mean, I'm just saying, it's not like perfect vacations, perfect body, things like that. Right.
Also, not a true representation of what was going down either.
It was true. I just didn't give you all the information, which I did give you all the information this
morning.
Made
it look like you were taking a ride downtown, sir, for some sort of bad, illegal life choice.
And it was just a coworker who works for the government who has a car that flipped his lights on.
It
wasn't a throne of lies. I didn't say anything in my post that was untruthful.
But the way the photo was staged led you to believe a certain storyline, sir.
Why are you? This isn't about me, Kelly. This is about Danica.
It's about Danica. I know. It's about Danica. Bring it back to Danica. Who? Yes, Danica, I think you're not alone.
No.
I think that you are fantastic for recognizing, you know, fairly quickly, you lose a couple of days and you're like, oh, geez. Yeah, I need to step away from the screen.
Well, just be careful that you don't fill that with Facebook or Twitter or some other social media, you know?
Yes. Or TV. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing because, you know, I'll tell my kids, hey, put down the iPad. But then they'll pull up YouTube on TV.
No, but that gets different.
It's kind of the same thing.
I know. It's the whole screen time thing. So, Danica, we pledge or we are happy that you are recognizing that and, you know, wish you well. And hope that you're able to get satisfaction, you know, in the little doses somewhere else.
Right. You need to figure out if you can just take it in small little doses. But in the meantime, re-engage in your life.
Yeah,
I think that's the problem is people tend to, you know, not necessarily fully engage in life happening around them in real time because they're too busy trying to document it. for social media.
And continue to just listen to the radio.
Right.
There you go. We'll keep you company, Danica.
This is happening in real life.
We'll keep you company. All right. I don't know if anybody else has I really am hesitant to use the word addiction because I do realize how heavy
that has serious
a word.
Connotations
yeah,
to it, sure.
exactly. But does anybody have a fascination with something?
It's a fixation. I think is a really good word because I think too, kids who have phones. Mm-hmm. I've kind of seen it in my son. I'm kind of like, hey, what's the screen time been looking like on you? And he was just like, oh, like 4 hours. Like, no, sir, shutting it down. Like, we can't. They recommend like 2 hours a week for kids. So especially if you're younger, you need to be really mindful of how much time you are on a screen and mindlessly scrolling through, and then just making sure that they don't come across anything bad because the internet, everything lives on the internet.
There are people of a certain age that are going to remember when the internet was only available for 20 minutes a week or an hour a month or something like that. And you'd get plans where you would get 60 minutes a month and you were like, wow, I got a lot. And then, and then there are going to be other people of a certain age that are like, hang on, wait, what? 60 minutes? I do that in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've never known an existence without unlimited data.
So anyways. All right. Well, hey, 502-571-9970. Kim said the original Chicken Littles from the 80s when it was still Kentucky Fried Chicken. she had a fascination with that. I like that. All
tasty.
Right.